club. Okay, we are in page Milchet. I wanted to tell you something. If really you want us to have this shiur, that I'm going to come at time and everything, so you know what you should do. You should pray on me that I'm going to be able. I want to come. It's not like I'm eating ice cream in those hours.
Don't come on time.
Oh, please pray that I'm going to come on time. I want to come. I want to spend more time with you. So, we are in page Memchet. The Bar Olam is going to give us Moach. Third line from the end. Tanya, it's a Braita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, Kol Shelo Amar, every person that in Birkat Amazon, he haven't said in Birkat Haaretz, in the Bracha on the land, if he haven't mentioned Eretz Chemda, Tova, Urchava, if he haven't mentioned those words, that the land is good, that it's nice and it's wide, בברכת הארץ, in the ברכה, הברכה, blessing of the הארץ on the land, ומלכות בית דוד, and if that person haven't mentioned the
kingship
of דוד המלך בבוני ירושלים, in the ברכת בוני ירושלים, that Hashem builds Jerusalem, לא יצא ידי חובתו, he haven't fulfilled his obligation. We have to understand that today we have a Siddur. Back then in those days they did not have a Siddur at all. It was not allowed to write those brachot. It was all Torah Shebe'al Peh. It was all by heart. And there was a lot of versions of Nuscha'ot. Also here we can see a lot of stories, and soon we're going to see that Tana came and he said that bracha, and that Tana came and he said a different bracha, and now we have an argument. So it was reality like that. People didn't know the halakha, the nosach. Nachum Hazaken Omer, Nachum Hazaken, the old Nachum, he's saying, Tzarich Shizkor Ba Brit. You have to mention in it Brit. One second. In Birkat Haaretz, he's saying that we should mention Brit. Brit, so the Brit, it's circumcised, but it's also an agreement. It's a deal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a deal with Avraham Avinu, and because that in that deal, one part was that Avraham gonna circumcise himself, and the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that he's gonna inherit to Avraham the Holy Land, Eretz Israel. So this is why, because of the Brit, we inherit Eretz Israel. We have Eretz Israel, so we need to mention the Brit. This was the deal.
I'm a little lost. Before we're talking about brachos before we eat. Then we're talking about Birkas HaTorah. Now we're talking about Birkas on the good and bad.
Birkat HaMazon on Birkat HaAretz of Birkat HaMazon.
So we're talking back to Birkas HaMazon. We went all the way from...
Exactly. Braita, that Braita is talking about Birkat HaAretz. Birkat HaAretz, the blessing on the land. This is what that we're saying. Eretz Chemda, Tova, Ochava, Shiratzita, Vinchalta La'avotenu. What?
Is also on that same bracha.
From here they learn the halacha, and today we're enjoying from that limud.
Okay.
Okay. Rabbi Yosei Omer, and Rabbi Yosei is saying, Tzarich shizkor ba Torah. A person have to mention the Torah. Because only because of the merit that we have to learn Torah, only because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us the land, the Eretz Israel, because we're learning Torah. Like that it's written, all by keeping all of the obligation that I'm commanding you, there is a verse like that, today, you're going to keep those, that you're going to live and going to multiply and you're going to come and inherit the land. It's a verse. So you see that it depends in that. Wonderful. Palemo Omer, Palemo it's a name of one of the Tanaim, and he's saying, צריך שיקדים ברית לתורה. First, the person should mention the ברית, and after it to mention the Torah, and not backward. There is a verse that is saying, על בריתך שחתמת בבשרנו, on the ברית that you made it as a sign on our flesh, בבשרנו, ועל תורתך שלימדתנו, and on the Torah that you taught us. So you see that ברית is coming before. It's all been learned from the verses, not by logic, not by nothing. There are verses, and we learn from the verses. And he's giving a reason. What's more important in the Brit than the Torah? You hear that Kedushat HaBrit is more important than the Torah. Shezo nitna b'shalosh britot, that means the Torah, been given to us in three britot, three agreements. We have three agreements with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, three obligations from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to learn Torah. And Rashi is bringing those. Maybe we'll learn that Rashi, last Rashi in that page. Rashi is saying, בשלושה מקומות ניתנה התורה לישראל. In three places the Torah been given to Am Israel. בסיני ובאוהל מועד. This is one place. ובהר גריזים ובערבות מואב. ובהר גריזים, it's second. Now we need to see that תיקון. Hey, what is saying? בסיני. Rashi is saying that there is the Hagaot Abach is saying Tana, there is one opinion that takes out Har Grizim veHar Eibal and is bringing Oel Moed inside. Uleidach Tana, Har Sinai veOel Moed Chadau. It's one thing. The Klalot Neemru beSinai, that generally they received it in Sinai, and details Pratut beOel Moed, in Tent of Moed. So actually the Mount Sinai and Oel Moed, it's one thing by one of the Tanaim. So, okay. Lemaise, three places. Sinai ve'Oel Moed, ובהר גריזים, ובערבות מואב. Those are three places. ובכל אחד, and in every one of them, נחרטה ברית. They made a deal. כדתנה במסכת סוטה, like that it's written in מסכת סוטה. ארור בכלל וארור בפרט, it's written over there. The damned is the one that will not going to keep the Torah. וכן באוהל מועד, and also in the tent of מועד, שנאמר that it been said, אלה דברי הברית, this is that agreement, אשר ציווה השם, that השם commanded את משה, לכרות את בני ישראל, to have that agreement, to decide that with בני ישראל, בארץ מואב, in the land of מואב, מלבד, except of הברית, אשר קראת איתם בחורב, except of the agreement that he made with them in Chorev, means in Mount Sinai. וכתיב, and it's written, ושמרתם את דברי הברית, and you should keep the words of the ברית, so you see, וגומר. So you see that the ברית of the Torah, means the agreement on keeping the Torah, been given to us three times. Okay? But that one, the ברית of circumcised, ברית המילה, ניתנה ביוד גימל מידות, been given to us by 13 מידות, by 13 בריתות, 13 agreements, 13 covenant. Times what?
Covenant.
That's
what Art Scroll says.
Wonderful.
Covenants.
Yeah. Covenants. 13 covenants. Wonderful. The word brit.
Yeah,
britot.
Covenants.
So in 13 covenants. So, actually, like that Rashi is saying that also, the word Brit been mentioned in the parasha 13 times. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that 13 times. So it's a lot more important. This is why we need to mention it first. Of course that those 13 midot is coming, 13 covenants are coming to teach us on the 13 midot. Kel Rachum, V'chanun, Erech Hapayim, V'rav Chesed. There is no doubt that when a person is guarding himself in all subjects of Kedusha, he becomes to be a vessel to receive the Rachmanut of Hashem. When a person is all confused, he cannot understand that Hashem is mercy. He's chasing after his lusts and desires. He cannot see Hashem. He cannot enjoy from the mercy of Hashem. Rabbi Abba Omer, Rabbi Abba is saying, צריך שיומר בה, the person have to say in it, הודאה תחילה. Have to thank in the beginning of that bracha, of Birkat Haaretz. Have to start with thanks. This is what that we're saying. נודה לך השם אלוקנו, על שנחלת לאבותינו, ארץ חמדה, טובה, ורחבה. So you see, we're starting with thanks. וסוף, and also in the end, this is what we're saying, אנחנו מודים לך. We're thanking you. It have to be like that, that we're thanking in the beginning and we're thanking in the end of Birkat HaAretz. והפוחת, and the one that wants to say less than two thanks, he doesn't want to thank in the beginning and in the end, לא יפחות מאחת, we're not going to say less than one thanks, we're not going to say thank you less than once in Birkat HaAretz. וכל הפוחת מאחת, הרי זה מגונה. And everyone that is not saying thank you at all, less than one, it is
disgraceful.
Not to thank Hashem on the Eretz Chemda, Tova Uchava, it's a disgrace. וכל החותם, and everyone that is finishing his ברכה או ברכת הארץ in ברכת המזון with those words, מנחיל ארצות בברכת הארץ, that Hashem inherit lands, ומושיע את ישראל, and if that person is also is saying, ומושיע את ישראל בבוני ירושלים, that Hashem is saving עם ישראל in the ברכה of בוני ירושלים, building Jerusalem, הרי זה בור. That person is ignorant. He doesn't know what that he's saying. וכל שאינו אומר ברית ותורה, and everyone that is not mentioning ברית, covenant, ותורה, and תורה, בברכת הארץ, in ברכת הארץ, ומלכות בית דוד, and the kingdom?
Kingship.
Abraham, please work on your English. Kingship of Beit David Bevonei Yerushalayim, if he haven't mentioned those, Lo yatsa yedei chovato, he haven't fulfilled his obligation. That shita that we just learned, Mesayeh le Rabbi Ilah, it's supporting the shita, the method of Rabbi Ilah. דאמר רבי אילאה, אמר רבי יעקב רב אחא, because we heard that רבי אילאה said that he heard from רבי יעקב בר אחא משום רבנו, that he heard it from רבנו. The Rashash is explaining that it is talking about the Amora named Rab. This is רבנו. רבנו יצרב, but we're going to see that there is an argument. So actually, in the end, we're going to see the conclusion on that place now when we're saying it assumes that we're talking about Rav. This is the assumption. But soon we're going to see that Rav Shita, the one that we're learning, going to contradict another Shita of Rav, and then we're going to come to the conclusion that that Rabbeinu is not Rav, it's Rebbe. It's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So, but for now, we're assuming that it's Rav. Soon we're going to see that it cannot be, and then we're going to understand that it's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Mamash, very nice. So, Rabbi Ilah said that he heard from Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Mishum Rabbeinu, that we assume that it's Rav. And he said, Kol Shelo Amar, everyone that haven't mentioned Brit, Covenant, Vetorah, Bevirkat Haaretz, and in Birkat Haaretz, Umalchut Be David Bevonei Yerushalayim, and the kingship of David HaMelech in Bonei Yerushalayim, לא יצא ידי חובתו. Haven't fulfilled his obligation. Wonderful. It's the same, yes. We said, Mesayale. Supports that shita. Paligye ba. Another argument. Now we're learning about Hatov vehametiv. About the fourth bracha. That we have an argument if it is midrabanan or midoraita. And we have an argument on that. Paligye ba. We're arguing on that. Abba Yossi ben Dostai, his name was Abba. Abba, even though that his father, it also was a name. There are people named Abba. Yossi ben Dostai, the son of Dostai. Verabanan, he was arguing with Rabbanan. I'm sorry. Hello. מצוין, הוא מחכה לך כבר שם חצי שעה, אבל בסדר, בסדר, הוא מחכה, הוא לא זז. תודה, תודה. לא, לא, לדפוק חזק ויפתחו לך, אם לא פתוח כבר. ביי. It's a house installator. Installator, plumber, for the apartment of the guys, of the בחורים, so she needs to fix them. Amen. Okay, an argument between Abba Yossi ben Dostai ורבנן. אחד אמר, one of them said, הטוב והמטיב, that the blessing of הטוב והמטיב צריכה מלכות. Have to have kingship in it. Means that we have to mention the name of Hashem, אלוקנו מלך העולם. To mention that he is the king that rules. וחד אמר, and one of them said, אינה צריכה מלכות, not required to mention the kingship of Hashem. In הטוב והמטיב. מן דאמר, צריכה מלכות, the one that said that required kingship, כסבר יסומד דרבנן, that it's מדרבנן. ומן דאמר, that the fourth ברכה is מדרבנן. ומנדה אמר אינה צריכה מלכות, and the one that said that ברכה, fourth ברכה, טוב אמיתיב, is not required kingship, כסבר דאורייתא. He assumed that it is דאורייתא. Let's see those two Rashi's on that, and then we're going to go back to Rashi from the beginning. מנדה אמר, third Rashi in that page, מן דאמר צריכה מלכות, the one that said that it required kingship, כסבר דרבנן, assumed that the ברכה, fourth ברכה, is מדרבנן, הלכך, this is why, לאו ברכה הסמוכה לחברתה היא, this is why it's not a ברכה that is close to her friend, because her friend is the third ברכה, and it's not her friend because she is a different species, she's a different kind. So they're not friends anymore. They're different. The friends are the first three. There are three brachot midoraita, they're friends. But the fourth one, by the shita that says that it's midrabanan, it's not her friend. So because that it's not her friend, so it's not bracha midoraita, she'ina mibirkat haaretz, it's not part of birkat haaretz. And this is why we have to mention kingship in it. If you remember a few weeks ago, we learned that we have those rules when you should mention kingship, when you should not. There are places that you should, there are places that you should not. In the places that you have two brachot, one after the other, so that they are friends, so on the second one, you don't need to mention kingship. Like we saw in Kriyat Shema, like we see in the most easy way in Shmona Esre, that we're not mentioning in all of the middle brachot, bli neder, the kingship. We checked it, we opened the Siddur. It's all without saying the bracha. We're just saying Baruch Ata Hashem Chonen Adat, Baruch Ata Hashem Rofech Olam Yisrael, without saying Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. The kingship, we're not mentioning it. Why? Because they are close to their friends. It's a rule in Psika of how saying the brachot. When they're alone, when they're individuals. When it's alone or when it's the first one. Yes. All of them. The Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, the King of the World. This is the Malchut, it's all of it. Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Also in Yotzer Or we're saying it, but in Ahavat Olam Ahavtanu we're not saying it, because they're one after the other. Also in Ahavat Olam Ahavtanu we're not saying, because it's bracha that close to a friend. So because that he said that you should say the kingship in that bracha, so from that we learn that he assumes that it's midrabanan, and by saying that it's midrabanan, it's something else, an individual bracha, and not one that leans, that counts on her friend. They're not friends anymore. It's two different subjects. This is why you have to mention the kingship. And the one that said that it doesn't require kingship, he assumed that it's midoraita. Umi birkat ha'aretzi, and it's part of the blessing on the land. Kedamar le'el, like that he said before in page Memchet Amud Bet, Asher natan lecha, the land that he gave you, ze hatov v'ametiv. From there he learned the obligation for birkat hatov v'ametiv. This is a shita to learn it midoraita. Ve'av yale bracha smucha lechaverta. Now by that shita, it becomes to be a blessing that is close to her friend. Umiu, so, because of that, poteach ba bebaruch, you should open it with baruch, with mentioning all of the words of the bracha. Lefi sheptichata, hi chatimata, because that her opening is her closing. Shekula hoda'a achat hi, that it's all one complete bracha. Ve'ein ba hafsaka, and there is no break between them. Ve'dome lebirkat haperot v'amitzvot, and it's like the blessing on the fruits and on the mitzvot. Wonderful. What's the time? So, we have plenty of time. So let's continue a little bit more, and then we're going to read Rashi. Tanu Rabbanan, Mahu Chotem Bevinyan Yerushalayim? What's going to be the closing, the end of Bonei Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yuda is saying, Moshiach Israel. Moshiach Israel, this is what that we learned before, that it's not allowed to say. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yuda is saying, you should say, Moshiach Israel, saving Am Israel. So the Gemara is asking on that, Moshiach Israel in Binyan Yerushalayim, lo, just to say that Hashem is saving Am Israel, and not to mention that he's building Jerusalem. This is what that you're saying. This is how you're going to finish and Birkat Bonei Yerushalayim with saving Israel. Ela Eima. So you just need to explain it in a different way. Af Moshiach Israel. Also saving Am Israel. So he would say Bonei Yerushalayim uMoshiach Israel. This is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yuda. To finish the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, in Bonei Yerushalayim, Bonei Berachamav Yerushalayim, uMoshiach Israel, Amen. like that. Rabba bar Rav Huna, one time Rabba bar Rav Huna, the son of Rav Huna, ikla lebereish galuta. He found himself in the house of the prince, the chief of the exile, the head of the exile. Patach bechada, he opened with one, v'siyem betarte, and he finished with two. Rashi is saying, open, patach bechada, opened in one, כשהתחיל בברכה, when he started that ברכה of בוני ירושלים, לא אמר רחם השם על ישראל עמך ועל ירושלים עריך. He didn't say, have mercy Hashem on Am Israel, your nation, and on Jerusalem, your city. אלא אחת מהם, just he mentioned one of them. Or have mercy on your nation, or save, build Jerusalem, have mercy on Jerusalem. One of them he mentioned. וכשחתם, and when he finished that ברכה, חתם בשתיים. He finished with two. He said, Moshe Israel ובוני ירושלים. He mentioned both of them in the end. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda said on that story, on Rabba bar Rav Huna, Gevurta lemichtam betarte? You think that you're a hero? It's such a big deal to finish the bracha with two? This is what you think that it's the right thing to do, to finish with two? Is it a big deal? Ve'atanya, we learn the braita, Rebbe Omer, that Rebbe is saying, En chotmin bishtayim, you're not allowed to finish the bracha with mentioning two things. I was naive when I told you that we're going to try to learn another part, but it's okay, we're going to do that. It's going to be okay, don't worry. How can you finish the bracha with two issues, two subjects? One subject is saving Am Israel, the lives, the souls, the people, the bodies of Am Israel. And the other subject is Bonei Yerushalayim, building Jerusalem, Bet HaMikdash, wonderful, Knesset, Israel is going to be. All of that, wonderful things, but it's two different subjects. Now they're going to ask those things exactly. They're going to ask, how can it be? Gufa, now let's discuss the body of that sugya. What's going on here? Rebbe Omer, Rebbe is saying, En chotmin bishtayim. You cannot finish a bracha with two different subjects. Iteve Levi leRebbe. Levi had a kushiya, and he asked that kushiya to Rebbe. Rebbe, how you said that you're not allowed to finish the bracha with two subjects? Al haaretz ve'al hamazon, it's written. It's written on the land and on the food.
It's the same.
It's two different issues. The land, one issue. And the food, different issue. You have an apartment, it's one thing. You have food to eat, it's second issue. It's two different things to pray on. So, Rebbe is answering to him, Eretz demafka mazon. The land brings out the fruits. It's the same subject. When you're praying on the Eretz, you're not talking about properties. You're talking about all of the tnuvata sadeh, all of the things that comes out from the land. And the food is one subject. So Levi had another kushiya, al haaretz ve'al haperot. We're saying on the land and on the fruits. Alright, food, it's one thing, but fruits, it's something else. The land, it's one thing, and the fruit is another thing. Eretz demafka perot. Rebbe is answering, the land, the same, the land brings the fruits. The fruits cannot grow with no land. You have to have a land, a karka, earth.
Saying on the land and on the fruits that come out of the land.
Exactly. Ala aretz ve'ala perot that comes out from the aretz, from the land. Another kushiya of Levi on Rebbe. Mekadesh Israel ve'azemanim. How you say mekadesh? Sanctify Israel ve'azemanim, and the holidays and the times. so, Rebbe is answering, הוא התקשר אליי, אמר לי שהוא בנסיעה לפני שתי דקות, that he's on the way driving. I'm sorry, bye. Guys from the apartment. So, Rabbi is answering, Yisrael dekadshin hu lezmanim. Am Yisrael, they're the ones that sanctify
the times.
But it's not Hashem.
How can he make them holy? Only when he makes Am Yisrael.
Only when Am Yisrael... No, Am Yisrael, they're the ones that are making Kiddush HaChodesh. They're deciding the month. They are, so it all depends. The time, the calendar is depends on Am Yisrael. It's one thing. Soon you're gonna see. But they, no, they're gonna say something else on the Kaddish Shabbat also.
I said, like, let's say, if there won't be any Jewish people, so we make those times holy for us. Like,
there is no holiness in the times, right? Mekadesh Israel v'Rashe Chodashim. Am Israel and Rashe Chodashim. Israel dekadshinu l'Rashe Chodashim. Rabbi is answering, also Israel, they are the ones that make the Kiddush HaChodesh. מקדש השבת וישראל והזמנים in Yom Tov, that is in Shabbos, we're saying מקדש השבת, sanctifying the Shabbos and Israel and the holidays. So Rabbi is answering, חוץ מזו, except of that. On that you're right. This is an exception. Only in that place you have two things that are two different subjects, because Shabbat, it's not something that Am Yisrael are deciding on Shabbat. Hashem gave the Shabbat. It's an issue. Shabbat, and Israel v'azmanim, it's one thing. So here you have two subjects that in that ending of that bracha, we mentioned two different subjects. Shabbat, it's one subject, and Israel v'azmanim, it's one subject.
Because Shabbos,
but Yamim Tovim, we are deciding when going to be Chidush HaChodesh. So it's, no, Shabbat is not like that. We're not deciding. Shabbat is always going to be in Yom, in the seventh day.
You're still making a count of Cheshbon, it's the seventh day.
You observe on that. You're checking, you're looking, but you're not changing nothing. You're not deciding when Shabbat's going
to
enter. Shabbat is entering when it's the time. So we are we're making it. If Chacham gonna say no, today it will not gonna be Yom Kippur, it's gonna be tomorrow, it's gonna be like that, like we learned about Rabban Gamliel, that said to Rabbi Yoshua, if I'm not wrong, come to me in the day that you calculated that it's Yom Kippur with your staff. And he came. But Shabbos is different. Shabbos, we don't have no...
We established the day, but it's also you can't...
So it's still different.
Still accounting. Still at Cheshbon, I'm accounting. I'm fine.
So, but there are two.
Shabbos also came before the time.
How can you differentiate time? This time is just happens. Shabbos happens, understand. Shabbos happens. But how can you just say Shabbos happens? Yet the Yom Tov are still accounting.
It's like what he said. If it wasn't on Israel, there would be no time.
But if I put you on a desert island, how would you know? If you didn't know, how would you know what today's Shabbos is and how would you know what the Yom Tov be more? If I said, today's Tuesday, Today's Yom Nisan, the 15th of Nisan, and I put you on a desert island. How would you? Okay, you'd be able to count Shabbos.
Oh,
you're like
Shabbos.
Yom Tov is. I could
take my
I can answer
and
you.
Outside the window. I know it's Shabbos.
Hanan, the answer is for a person like that in the desert that he doesn't know when is Shabbos, right. He should count and to decide. Knowledge. He's counting and he's finding Shabbos. And even if, actually, if you're going to be wrong, and he's going to keep Shabbos in Monday, and this is going to be his Shabbos. So, after the fact, b'diavad, he fulfilled his obligation. Sure. But when he's going to come back to the city, he will admit that he was wrong. And he's going to start keeping Shabbos in the seventh day, not in the second day. So actually, Shabbos has been established in a certain time by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not by us at all, in the seventh day of creation. And the holy day has been established by us. We're deciding every year.
We're making them. Not just when it is, also the
Ashkoz, you have to be happy because you're making the day holy. You're sanctifying the Shabbos
anyway. The Maase, bottom line, it's two different subjects. So on that, he's asking, how can it be that you have an ending of a bracha that contains two, that you're mentioning two subjects? How can it be? So Rebbe is answering, he is not ashamed to admit and to say this is an exception. Chachamim are not twisting and trying to find excuses and answers to twist the, to bring their answer. It's an exception.
Okay.
And now we're going to see how. Maitama, what's the reason? Maitam, umayshna, and what's the difference between that to the other ones? Hacha chada. Hacha chada hi. What is saying? Why hacha chada hi? Okay, so now the question is umayshna. So what's the difference? Umayshna, what's the difference between that place that you improved, that you accepted, that we're going to finish the bracha with two different subjects, the times and Shabbos, two different subjects. Then to that place that we said in Birkat HaMazon, Moshiach Yisrael u'bonei Yerushalayim, saving Am Yisrael and building Jerusalem. In both of the places you have two subjects, so why here you accepted it in Shabbos and the times, and in Birkat HaMazon, Bonei Yerushalayim u'Moshiach Yisrael, you haven't accepted that. What's the difference between them? So the Gemara is answering, Hacha Chada Hi. Here, even though that those are two subjects, means the holiness of Shabbos, that Hashem is sanctifying the Shabbos, and also that Hashem is sanctifying the holy days, even though that they are two different kedushot, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're praising Him on one thing, that He is sanctifying those times. So it's one praise on two different things, but actually Hashem is doing the same, they're connected. But Hatam, in that place of Bonei Yerushalayim u'Moshiach Yisrael, Tarte. Every one of them is different. Kol chada v'chada be'ape nafshe. Every one of them is coming by itself, is an individual. Hashem can build Jerusalem with no connection to Am Yisrael. And Hashem can save Am Yisrael with no connection to Jerusalem. Hashem, it's two different things. The bodies, the spirits, the souls of Am Yisrael. It's one issue to save them, to bring them from the exile, to feed them, to let them learn Torah, to make them happy. It's one issue. To build Jerusalem, to bring them. We can have salvation without Beit Mikdash. We can all live a huge, amazing life, and Jerusalem is going to be still like that. If Hashem wants, it can be.
Like we have now.
That we can be happy, that we can work and serve Hashem. We can feel the salvation. But what's going on with Jerusalem? It's another issue. So we have the Kotev. Also, we have the Kotev. So it's two different things, and every one of them is coming by itself. Vetamamai, and what is the reason that we're not Maitama en Chotmin b'shtaim? So what's the reason that we're not mentioning two subjects in the end of the bracha? Lefi she'ein osin mitzvot chavilot chavilot, because we're not making the mitzvot bundles together. If now you want to, it's not honor, it's not the honor, it's not fit to push. You want to say another bracha, you have something else to bless. Establish another bracha. Say another bracha on that. Say thank you Hashem on the food. Thank you Hashem on the on the house. Thank you, Hashem, on the land. Don't need to bundles. This is the word. Okay, my havale. What's the conclusion? Lemaise, bottom line. What's the halacha on Bonei Yerushalayim? Amar Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet said, "Patach berachem al amcha Israel." If the person opened with "Rachem al amcha Israel," have mercy on your nation Israel. Chotem b'Moshiach Israel. You have to finish the bracha with saving Am Israel. But if the person opened Patach berachem al Yerushalayim, have mercy on Jerusalem. Chotem bevonei Yerushalayim. You have to finish the bracha with building Jerusalem. V'Rav Nachman amar, and Rav Nachman said, and this is the halacha: Afilu patach berachem al Israel. Even if he mentioned, have mercy on Am Israel. Chotem bevonei Yerushalayim. You have to finish with bonei Yerushalayim. Why? Mishum sheneemar, because that it been said, Bone Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem builds Jerusalem. Nidche Israel Yekanes. And he's bringing the farthest people from Am Israel, from the farthest places, back, bring them back to Eretz Israel, to Jerusalem. Ematai bone Yerushalayim. When Hashem bone Yerushalayim, Ematai bone Yerushalayim Hashem, when Hashem is building Jerusalem, Bezman shenidche Yisrael yekanes, in the same time that he's going to bring all of the people from outside of Eretz Israel to Eretz Israel, that's going to be the time that he's going to build Jerusalem. Hashem going to bring them both salvations together. This is why you should mention Bonei Yerushalayim, even if you started mentioning the salvation of Am Israel. Wonderful Rashi in the last page. Umalchut Beit David Bevonei Yerushalayim, and the kingship of King David in Bonei Yerushalayim, Shal Yadon Itkadsha Yerushalayim, that by him Jerusalem been sanctified. Tzarich shiz korba brit, a person have to mention the covenant, Bevirkat Haaretz, in the blessing on the land, Shal Yedei Brit, that by the covenant nitna le'Avraham, it been given to Avraham, Beparashat Milah, in the parasha of covenant. Benatati lecha ulzaracha acharecha et eretz megurecha. I gave you and your seed that's going to come after you, the land that you're going to live in. Tzarich shizkor b'torah, have to mention the Torah. Sh'af b'zchut ha'torah v'ha'mitzvot, that also by the merit of Torah and the mitzvot, yarshu et ha'aretz, they inherit the land. שנאמר that it been said, למען תחיון, that you're going to live, ורביתם, ובאתם וירשתם את הארץ, and you're going to inherit, and multiply, and inherit the land. צריך שיקדים ברית לתורה, I have to mention the covenant to the Torah before of the Torah, כגון על בריתך שחתמת בבשרנו, like that we're saying in the verse, the covenant that you made it as a sign in our flesh, ועל תורתך שלימדתנו ועל חיים שכוננתנו, and on the Torah that you taught us, and on life that you gave us. Torah nitna b'shalosh britot. We learned that Rashi already. Next page. Mila nitna b'yud gimel britot. We learned that. Tchila v'sof. Nodeh Hashem Elokeinu. We're going to thank you, Hashem our God. Ve'al kulam and on everyone. Hashem Elokeinu anu modim lach. We're thanking you. You need to mention thanks in the beginning of Birkat Haaretz and in the end of Birkat Haaretz. Man de'amar, the one that said, requires kingdom, kingship. We learned that. Man de'amar ena tzricha. We learned that. Bonei Yerushalayim lo. Bonei Yerushalayim lo. You're going to mention the salvation of Am Israel and that the fact that Hashem is building Jerusalem. You're not going to mention. But Miha, he's wondering. Im chatam bonei Yerushalayim. If he mentioned building Yerushalayim. Lav chatimah. It's not an ending at all. Halo ikar bracha di Yerushalayim hi. אם חתם ירושלים לאו חתימה, he is asking if he finished with mentioning Jerusalem. It's not חתימה, it's not the end of the ברכה. The main issue of the ברכה is Jerusalem. How can you say that it's not going to be a ברכה? אלא אימא אף מושיעה, so also saving עם ישראל means for sure you're going to mention building Jerusalem because this is the main issue of the ברכה, and also by that שיטה, if I'm not wrong, it was Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda that he said that you should say both of them, also saving Israel. אם בא לחתום מושיע ישראל, if you want to finish with saving עם ישראל, ולא חתם בוני ירושלים, and you haven't said בוני ירושלים, יצא by his שיטה, יצא שתשועת ישראל היא בניין ירושלים, אלא אם האף מושיע. So Rashi is explaining it in a different way. Rashi is saying אלא אם האף מושיע, yes, you can say only saving Am Israel, not like that I explained it. Okay. I explained it also to mention both of those things, but now Rashi is explaining differently, Baruch Hashem, that you can mention only saving Am Israel, and you don't need to be afraid that you haven't mentioned Jerusalem. Why? Because אם בא לחתום מושיע ישראל, if he's coming to finish the ברכה with saving Am Israel, ולא חתם בני ירושלים, and he haven't mentioned building Jerusalem, יצא, yes, fulfilled his obligation. Why? שתשועת ישראל היא בניין ירושלים, because the salvation of Am Israel that we mentioned is to build Jerusalem. So even though that you haven't mentioned Jerusalem, you talked about the salvation. Which salvation? Jerusalem is the salvation. This is Rashi. It was hard for me also. No.
This is the message. Binyan Yerushalayim is the salvation of Israel.
Yes. This is what
so
we
it's not to say only Bnei Yerushalayim.
Also, but not only. Also to say Moshiach Israel. What's the meaning of Moshiach Israel? Same. Building Jerusalem. This is what Rashi is saying.
So it's the same.
So it's the same. So
exactly. פתח בחדה, we learned it. אין חותמין בשתיים, you don't finish the ברכה with two. שדומין לעושין מצוות, חבילות. It's like that a person is making the מצוות. What?
Bundling them up.
כי היכי דאמר, like that it's been said in פסחים, אין אומר בית קדושות על כוס אחד. You're not saying two קדושות on one cup. קדש השבת וישראל והזמנים, so now it's all of those arguments between Levi and Rebbe. אין חותמין בשתיים, you cannot finish with two. שדומידיץ we said מקדש השבת וישראל והזמנים, והכה ליקה למאמר אין, you cannot say ישראל מקדש לשבת, the time ישראל are sanctifying Shabbos, וזמנים and the times, דאילו זמנים because the times תלויים בבית-דין, depends in בית-דין, לקדש חודשים, to sanctify the months, על פי ראייה, by a witness that saw, אבל שבת, קדישה וקיימה, but Shabbos is holy and it exists from before. חוץ מזו, except of that, ומה ישנה החחדי, and what's the difference between them? Here it's one subject. אין כאן אלא ברכת מקדש, we're just blessing Hashem that he is sanctifying, שמברך להקדוש ברוך הוא, that we're blessing, that the person is blessing להקדוש ברוך הוא, שמקדש השבת, that he is sanctifying Shabbos, והזמנים and the times, אבל מושיע ישראל ובוני ירושלים, but saving עם ישראל and building Jerusalem, תרתם מילנינהו, it's two different words, two different issues, ואין כוללים בית דברים בברכה אחת, and you cannot bundle two issues in one blessing, בלוגרס הבהתליה, and it's not written, that doesn't supposed to be written that one depends in the other. Rashi had a different version. ובהלכות גדולות גרס, and in a halach book that calls הלכות גדולות, he said that it was supposed to be written הכי חוץ מזו, here except of that. ומה ישנה, and what's the different? הנתרתי קדושנין הוא, that both of them are been sanctified by Hashem. Umodeh Rebbe, and Rebbe admits the chatminan behu, that we're finishing in that b'shtayim in two. Aval nechama chada miltahi, but nechama to save Am Israel and to build Jerusalem, it's one thing. Uvechada bay lemichtam, and in one you can finish with in So actually, the Halachot Gdolot is learning all of that sugya on the other side. Two Kedushot, it's two different things. And Jerusalem and the salvation of Am Israel, it's one thing. So he's learning it exactly on the opposite way, on the other side. But it's the same. But it doesn't fit, Rashi is saying. It doesn't look like it's right. Deim ken, because if so, itle l'Rebbe, so Rebbe have that shita of chotmin b'shtayim, to finish with two subjects. V'hacha, v'hacha, maybe it's haitama, you have to take that reason that he said before. Deha beha talia, that one depends in the other. ולא היה לו לכלול ולומר אין חותמין בשתיים. And he could not say, Rebbe could not say that you cannot finish the bracha with two issues. ועוד, and another reason not to accept that שיטה או הלכות גדולות. ועוד, Rebbe כי אמרה, לב הנחמה אמרה. Because when Rebbe said that rule, he wasn't talking about Jerusalem that's going to be rebuilt. He was talking about Rebbe when he was saying that, Vatanya Rebbe Omer El Chotmin Beshtayim. Top Rashi is saying that it wasn't on that. We cannot see on what he was talking. Maybe it's written in another place, probably. Rashi is saying that he wasn't talking about that condolation. Patach Baal Israel Vechulei Deba'inan Chatima Me'in Pticha. And we need to finish the bracha like that we opened it. ורב נחמן said, בונה ירושלים תשועת ישראל היא. The salvation, the fact, the building Jerusalem, this is the salvation of Am Israel. דכתיב, like that, it's written in the verse, בונה ירושלים השם, and then build Jerusalem השם, and then נדחה ישראל יכנס. השם, we're going to bring back all of the lost ones.